You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
UCF, welcome to the Big 12. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State postcast from last night, football game at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. K-State begins their Big 12 title, or I should say began their Big 12 title defense against one of the newcomers, UCF Knights. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, all things K-State, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Come to you on a Sunday, fresh from a big, big day, folks. September 24th, 2023, the last Sunday of the month. How in the world is September gone so quick as well? So you can tell by my tone of voice, I am pretty pumped up the way that things have gone. Pretty blessed. More on it later on this week, obviously. That in terms of my running. But we're going to focus on another team that won, took care of business. And that was the K-State Wildcats. But the score might not have indicated that so much there. K-State wins it 44-31 last night. I did not have time to record it last night. Because I thought I was going to lose my voice out there on that field, or in the stadium anyways there. Look, yeah, I gave UCF a lot of credit coming into the hostile environment. And, man, obviously, sellout crowd. So, shout out to K-State Nation, first off, for coming out and support. And, boy, this game got really hairy really fast. But one guy called DJ Giddens. Woo! 4 touchdowns in this game, over 250. All purpose. That's the word I was looking for. All purpose yards, over 275. I can't remember. I retweeted something, but I can't remember what it is right now. I'm going to have to go dig in to find that out. But, anyways, yeah, DJ Gaines, UCF had no answer for him, but they are plethora, folks, mistakes in this game that K-State just can't have. And we'll see if I can touch on that here in the rest of the show. But if this is your first time listening to this podcast, of course, welcome aboard the show. Appreciate you for giving us a lesson. Whether you're listening to this tonight when this goes up immediately, or you're making this your first lesson of the day, or whenever you listen to this, appreciate you for giving the Purple Project Podcast the attention, part of the K-State Podcast Network. I just made that up. Yes, I did. But I always say that it's a family around here, so we're part of that family of podcasts. Obviously, there's other good content that you can K-State that you can consume as well, that people that are more closer to the team than we are. So that is awesome there as well. Big 12 officials last night, they are too slow as well. The officiating was questionable, to say the least there, and that's putting it nicely there as well. There are multiple times that, you know, we had to make up calls, from phantom calls to obvious calls to delayed calls there, especially in the fourth quarter, where there were when the crowd loud like that, you can't hear nothing. And we've heard it from opposing teams in the past, or at least for me anyway, since I made a transition here from the South to the Midwest, and specifically K-State. Right, this Bill Steiner family is one of the most loudest in the Big 12 stadiums, right up there by far. And yes, I might be sounding biased a little by that, but it's true. I've been to enough of these home games now, especially games that really, really up the ante, like last night. Woo, it's gonna be tough, especially you got a backup quarterback in there. Let me scroll down. Oh, that's not what I want. Let me scroll down here to what I want to talk about. But, yeah, as backup quarterback, and remember, UCF didn't have their primary quarterback in this game getting hurt in the previous week there, so they had to rely on Timmy McClendon. Damn, that dude's quick. UCF, you knew, especially for me coming down there from Florida, you know they're going to have some fast dudes. I knew, but damn, McClain, he was quick. They used Archie Harvey in the backfield multiple times in this game as well. And K-State gave up chunk plays, more miscommunication in the back end. They got to get that corrected before too long. And we got a couple of games to get right after the bye and the bye week. We have a bye next week, so there's no obvious postcast. But Alex will be on next week, regardless of football game or not. So he will be on the pod next week. And let's not forget, he'll be on the pod back with me tomorrow. We'll discuss this even further or get his thoughts anyways. But, yeah, that has to get corrected there. There are multiple plays. Really, yeah, I might as well just start with the defense because that's where I'm going with this. The defense in his football game, right? Let's see. Timmy McClain, 264 through the year, 3 touchdowns. It felt like more than that because he was slinging it down the field. We kept getting up big plays, especially on third and long, where it was long pass play. Me and one of my friends now that we have season tickets this year, so we see about the same people every home game. So we were chatting it up a little bit and we were talking about they need to hold this team to third and short, it seems like, because every time we get into third and long, third and forever, they convert. That's no excuse. Well, I don't care. Joe Klineman, you got these DC for the Wildcats. You got to clean this up. And if I did this last night, I might sound more hoarse. But I'm glad I waited to the day, to late this afternoon to do it. But, yeah, that has to get shortened up. That's no excuse. I don't care. You have a number one defense. I don't care. You have the number five defense. I don't care if you have the worst defense in the league. You got to stop them on third and long, right? That's just no excuse. That just cannot happen at all, right? And there are multiple instances there. Tim McClain, I can think of one right now that pops in my head. McClain going, dropping off his back, throwing off his back foot, right? Throws a lollipop up there. You're going to stand there and watch it, and the guy catches it anyway. I have to do – okay, there we go. Yeah, he catches it anyway, right? So, look, that's just bad defense there. Big plays, UCF, McClain on our side of the field. He dropped a dime, which really should have been batted away. Kobe Savage is standing there watching the play develop. There are multiple times of Kobe Salvage, and sorry that I'm calling you out on this podcast, but I am calling it what it is. You know, you cannot stand there, and all of a sudden the ball's in the receiver's hands. Like, oh, damn, I got to go get it. You got to make the play. Go out there and make the damn play, right? So there's no excuse for that. And if they go on the road 2 weeks, and look, the main thing for K-State, look, get healthy. And we did see Christian Duffy on the field multiple times in this game. That was a good sign for K-State. No Treshawn Ward. And all the talk about Avery Johnson playing, he didn't even see the field in his football game. More than offense in a little bit. But, yeah, sticking with the defense, look, we won a turnover battle, I believe, in this game. 2-1, I believe, in this one. We had Will Howard threw another pick, fourth game in a row with an interception. they allowed first downs, 19 UCF there, 32 for KC in this game. Let's see, passing 264, rushing. This is the most that the KC defense has allowed so far to this point of the year with 143 there as well. Let's see if I can pull up the turnovers here. Yeah, that's two, those two there as well. A sack there. KC did what it needed to do for sure. When they had to make a stop, they did. They bowled up because UCF in that second half came out there and scored right off the bat. And after that, you know, K-State just had to bend and don't break the rest of the way until DJ Giddens took over this football game and Will Howard scored. But, yeah, so Tim McClain finished in line on him. 14 for 24, 264, 3 touchdowns and a pick. He was sacked 4 times. K-State was able to get some type of pressure on him, but that number seems way off because we had McClain all day long, all night, all tailgate day to throw the damn football around, right? And something's got to change there in that defense. You have 2 damn weeks to get it figured out. I do not want to see no damn prevent defense. Excuse me, I'm about to lose my voice on this podcast. But I don't want to see no damn prevent defense like we did at Missouri. That cost us the game there. Too much cushion. I like Cole Manbeck on 3-and-all. They're pointing out a couple of things from that Missouri game that I didn't point out that I forgot about. One of them was prevent defense there. Corners playing too soft. You gotta get up. Gotta get up on there a little bit. Willie got the. He's got the size. He got the talent. Let him get up there and play man coverage. Jacob Parrish too. Yeah, Jacob Parrish has his moments in that football game as well. He was getting picked on in that game. Look, let him play man. Put some pressure on him. You know what I'm saying? But you have to make an adjustment somewhere in there, and you got 2 weeks to figure that out. Let's see, Kobe Hudson. Let's see. No, let me go back real quick. Johnny Richardson for UCF. 76 yards on the ground for him. Kobe Hudson, leading receiver. No, let me see. Yep, he was leading receiver, but yeah, leading receiver, 5 catches, 138 yards. So again, K-State secondary for the second week in a row, allowing one of the receivers to get over 100 yards. Lucky, pretty fortunate. Like I said, the score seems skewed because this game was a lot closer, a lot closer. UCF was ready to rock and roll from the jump. Quick. You see the quickness in person. Woo! They're pretty quick. But I'll get the offense here in a minute on the podcast. But for sure, K-State, they have to shorten it up. They have to make adjustments on the defense and put pressure on the quarterback. Do something. You cannot have a backup quarterback have all night to throw the football. That just can't happen in this game. And luckily, DJ Giddens put the team on his back and rode us to victory in Manhattan last night in this football game.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
K-State opens their Big 12 title defense with a win last night over UCF Knights. 44-31 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. This is the postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Eddie Greer III with you on this Sunday. I am pumped, fired up all across the board today. And I would have did this last night. I probably would have lost my voice for this. But the defense, there's still a lot to work on that side of the ball for sure. A lot to clean up there. We said that last week on the podcast. A lot to clean up. So we're saying it again, and we're probably going to say this. I'm probably going to hear Alex say it again tomorrow night on our recording of a more deeper perspective on this football game as well. So, but yeah, they have to you had Texas on the schedule still. I ain't scared of TCU. Texas Tech having their own issues right now. Everybody had Texas Tech, including us, on this podcast. Cinderella Darlings, Texas Tech having their issues right now. We have to go to Lubbock. So you got to keep that in mind as well. So that's not a gimme. So you play like that, Texas at Tech, well, you're not. I don't think we win that shootout. We all predicted they're gonna lose that football game, but I really gonna think they're gonna lose the football game. They give up big chunk plays in the back end, especially. So I don't know what has happened again. Sorry to call a name out again, Kobe Savage again. I have to pick on him on this podcast. BJ Payne, they got tightened up on the back end. That's just playing simple there. Flipping the script to the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, I mentioned Will Howard in this game. Another turnover for him. Really, really too strong with the passes. We did not see, after all the talk, including some of us on this podcast, well, a little bit on this podcast, but there was a lot of talk made on the other K-State podcast that we're going to see Avery Johnson's football game. Nope. And Avery Johnson's going to start. Nope. We didn't see none of that. We saw Will Howard go out there and battle. 27-42, 255, an interception. He threw no touchdown passes in this game. That's because guy of number 3-1. And this was with Treshawn Ward out of this game. He suffered a late injury at Missouri 2 weeks ago. DJ Giddens, look at that. 30 carries, 209 yards on the ground. 86, your leading receiver. DJ Giddens, 86 yards receiving for DJ Giddens. Let me pull. I'm in the middle of doing something, pulling up what we tweeted out last night here. Get a second here. Let me see if we can find it here. There we go. EG3 in the building. Let's see. Yeah. So total for, well, actually, yeah, 250. I was right. Yeah. So a total of 293 yards total offense for DJ Giddens. 40 carries, well, 40 in all, really. 4 touchdowns. What a night with DJ Giddens there. The DJ Giddens game came was in full force last night in this game there. Phillip Brooks, boy, he made some tough catches last night. Six more catches from Phillip Brooks in 42 yards there as well. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure me and Alex will dive on in more with Will Howard, but really loose with the football there and throwing in. I mean, he threw some tight, threw a lot of passes in tight windows last night as well, but he got him there, but one did not get there, and it was picked off. It was converted into a touchdown by UCF in this game. Look, moving forward, K-State's going to have success moving forward. You have to not turn the ball over to the other team. And we, for the first time, actually, let me back up real quick. For the first time, shout out, we had this guy on the podcast last year, Anthony Frias, made his K-State debut on the football field. Last night, he only had two carries for 8 yards, but he was on the field for quite a bit there, giving DJ Gaines a rest. Again, Trishon Ward was not in this game due to injury. So, hopefully, this bye week comes at the right time for Kansas State, right? So, what's it? McDonald's, my Christian Duffy. Christian Duffy, we saw him out there. Opportunity to get him fully healthy. You have Trishon Ward, get him healthy, right? Will Howard, continue to get him better as well. And we should go down to Seward in a couple weeks and handle our business down there for sure. But the offense. And there's one play. Yeah, there's one thing I want to talk about with them. And look, this game should have been out of hand at halftime because we had multiple chances to put this game, put ourselves in arm's length of UCF, right? But the execution was terrible late in the first half, including something you should not be doing. And I was irate in the stands. You cannot run short of sticks. You just can't do it. You cannot do that. Jane Jackson, fourth down. And look, Chris Kleiman went forward a couple of times, which was good on his end. And one time we were bailed out by the UCF, has made a lot of penalties in this game. I got to go down and see how many penalties they make because obviously they were affected in that fourth quarter. McLean can't hear nothing. that was funny because, and then the referees took forever in a minute to throw the damn flag for delay a game. I don't know what was with them last night. I think they were still tailgating, having their own tailgate party for whatever reason. But look, that's a pet peeve of mine. You cannot. I just saw that in the Jets game. Jets. Who was that? Jets. Patriots. Yeah. Zach Wilson. They had the ball. They had going chance to win the football game. Zach Wilson. Why are we calling him down the play short of first down? That just drives me nuts. I'm not a fan of the Jets. So hey, I'm not a New York person. I hate the Jets. I hate the New York team in general. Really, all of them. but that's the point right there. Zach Wilson throwing a 6-yard pass when you need what? I think it was fourth and 9, something like that. Yeah, I caught it the last of that play there, and they ran like a curl route. Way short of first down. Gotta know. We see this all the time, whether it's NFL, college. Last night, if you're in the stands or watching the game on FS1, right? You cannot run short of the damn sticks. Do not do that. So, we're very fortunate that of course, McLean threw that pick to Jacob Parrish there that I thought UCF, they were going to cash in on that. Fortunately, the secondary bowled up and got an interception themselves there, but that was just bad execution last night and at points in the game. Here we are. Once again, we said it in Missouri 2 weeks ago. We're going to say it again on this podcast today. We'll probably say it again on Monday night. We're probably going to say it again as we get closer to Oklahoma State. Sorry, K-State Nation. I know my section, shout out to section 20. Oh, man, I'm going to get this wrong. Section 16, my section. I'm not going to call the rollout, but section 16, we got some hardcore fans in there for sure. One of them, he's really hardcore. A few worlds behind me, he really gets after him. He said he was, I'm pretty sure he didn't have any drinks, but he's been like that every home game He's been consistent. I give him that for sure because he's funny to watch. Because every time Will Howard makes a mistake or the defense screws it up, he gets after him hard. He gets after him hard, right? So I give him that. I give him that for sure. But yeah, there's times there that's kind of not necessary. But I shouldn't be talking because that I was irate at that fourth down. And I think they called a timeout, I think, before that play. Run short of the six. You can't do that. That's just, again, terrible. That's just terrible. Just terrible play calling there. Or just not terrible play calling necessarily, but that's just terrible awareness. You got to know what you're doing on the football field, especially trying to get that first down. But again, luckily enough, we stepped on our toe, but UCF stepped on their toes more enough that we capitalized, finally pulling away in that fourth quarter. And DJ Giddens was a monster last night. Wasn't for DJ Giddens, UCF might have won this football game. I'm just being straight up honest. We just made enough plays to win this football game. Now, win to win, right? But you want more, whether it's a K-State fan or you're a fan of another team. But hey, looking at the bright side, look, you got the bye week now. We'll dive on into more to this game. I'll have to look at the highlights and look at certain points of this football game. Oh, Keegan Johnson was on the field more in this football game. I think I've seen him all year to this point. Yeah, two catches for 15 yards. Let's see here. Will Howard added two more touchdowns on the ground. Seven carries for 71 yards for him in this football game. Got to go to the defense the defense, right? Desmond Purnell, of course, you got to step up now with no Dan Green for the rest of the year. Led the team in tackles, 7. Marquise Siegel, 6. Austin Moore, 5. Austin Romain making his K-State debut last night. He and Brendan Mott, 3. Of course, Mott with us adding his first sack, finally. When we're going to see Brendan Mott kind of break out a little bit. We saw Mott siding last night. They had a big sack on McClain last night. So those are some of your tackle leaders right there as well. So, yeah, a lot more to come on that here on this podcast for sure. K-State opens up the defense there with a huge win last night. It was not pretty. I know the score might indicate all that. Switch gears here. Not the top 25 to the Big 12. So, hey, look, you have 10 days or plus or so, maybe that, to get ready for Oklahoma State, which they're pretty bad themselves. Oklahoma State lost to Iowa State yesterday as well. So, K-State now bumps the 3-1, 1-0. More importantly, 1-0 in the Big 12 conference there for your defending Big 12 chance. We'll take a final break here on this postcast.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Alex Aiden will be back with me on a recording tomorrow. We'll discuss more of this UCF win from another angle. Eddie Greer right now for this Purple Project Podcast, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State. Quickly, shout out to the tennis team getting a dub a couple of days ago. I will discuss more on that coming up with this week on the pod. Volleyball, soccer, just lost to Oklahoma State, so another loss. Chuck another one up for K-State soccer, unfortunately, on that end. We're getting into that later, probably tomorrow as well on that recording as well. But to wrap this postcast here, we're going to look around the Big 12 real quick. Oklahoma beat Cincinnati 20-16. TCU all over SMU 34-17. KU had to explain to some of my running buddies today about BYU. Brenham Young, right? They're a college team. And they're one of the new teams to the Big 12. Yep. So there's a small synopsis there. but the KU took care of BYU last night, though. So, yeah, there was a lot of sense of urgency in the crowd. Oh, by the way, it was 38-27 KU. A lot of urgency, at least in my section anyways, that saying that, hey, we got to win this football game. We don't. It's going to be hell when KU fans make fun of us. So, when KU wins, we got to answer the bell. And luckily for us, we did answer that bell. So KU and K-State win last night. What the shocker to me of the night. Damn. And I mentioned Tech earlier in this podcast, right? Why I say that? Because they're supposed to be the Cinderella Dons this year. You lose to sorry West Virginia last night, 20-13, in a mess of a game last night. West Virginia was the home team. Yes, they were. Shout out West Virginia. I know me and Alex made fun of them prior to this season. They're going to be terrible, but That's a huge win in Morgantown there in Tech, searching for answers there after that one. We said Oklahoma State was bad. Iowa State, this is what somebody said on one of their podcasts, the Toilet Bowl. Iowa State beats Oklahoma State 34-27 in a good game, though. Iowa State took them out. Houston takes out Sam Houston, 38-7, and Baylor, not even close. On number three, ranked Texas, 38-6. They had around your Big 12 school board here on this podcast. We're about to wrap this thing up here in the postcast as K-State took care of business late in the fourth quarter over UCF, 44-31. A lot more K-State sports around the horn coming up this week here on this podcast. So definitely make sure if you're not already, I know we haven't been every day, but we've been almost kind of like 3 days a week when you take out the weekends, but we're going to be on, I'll be posting this here shortly. So, definitely make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And yes, I will explain what went down earlier today as well. Man, oh man. Wow. Woo. So fired up about that finish. Still fired about that finish. I'll be fired for a while because that for sure will be more likely my last run before the Des Moines half, part of the I-35 challenge. In October. So a lot more. I'll get to that later on this week on the show. I'm very excited to talk about that. And huge weekend for the fam. Yes, huge weekend for the fam as well. I'm excited to get it all down this week on a podcast. But appreciate y'all once again for hanging out with us or hanging out with me on this edition of the postcast edition after game four of the 2023 football campaign as K-State at home takes down UCF. UCF's first Big 12 game as a Big 12 member. 44-31 again. Alex will be on with me to talk more UCF reaction tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast. Right now, the Checker Flags wave right now. Appreciate y'all as always for the show. Eddie Greer, PCM out for right now. Going to go ahead and finish up this Chiefs, watching this Chiefs game here as they're taking on the Bears. Yep, the Chicago Bears as they're winning. And they were driving before I hit this record button. They were winning 14-0 there before I had to turn it off for a little bit to hit this recording. But I'm going to turn it back on to watch the rest of this Chiefs football game. I'm going to go ahead and edit and post this. Enjoy the win on Victory Monday, K-State Nation. We'll talk to you this week on the Purple Project Podcast. We out.
For listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!